Okay, we're picking up from Daf Ayin Aleph. I'm at Aleph at the bottom. So the Gemara just finished off here, giving two examples, two cases to explain why Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel only said his Bamedver Mamurim by a Cheresh Meikaro, but Pikeach Neskara Shukosa in Chosav Chosav. In other words, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was Machalik between a Cheresh Meikaro and Pikeach Neskara. Pikeach Neskara. He says, then you have the Heter of allowing his remises and allowing his ksavya. But when it comes to a Cheresh Meikaro, it's a problem. The Gemara said, what's wrong with Cheresh Meikaro? Cheresh Meikaro is, if anything, Cheresh Meikaro is even better because there was no Deoraisa there. There was no full Kiddush. Gemara gave two answers. Answer number one is in Achanami, we're talking about a case that he fell we're talking about a case of Yibum, and it was specifically when it came from an Achilus Pikach. And answer number two was that when it comes to Yibum, even if the original brother was a Cheresh, still we're going to be Machmer a Gzeira up to a case where he wasn't a Cheresh. Those are the two answers that the Gemara gave. So now the Gemara is challenging the second answer. In fact, because Rinan Cheresh out of Pikach, is that really true? The second answer that we're going to make a Gzeira? That means Be'etzem, when the brother Ruvain died, he was married, Ruvain died, and now, and he was a Cheresh, and Shimon, who's now the Cheresh, takes over. You're going to tell me that we're making a Gzeira, we're not going to allow Shimon. We're not going to allow Shimon, we're not going to trust his remises just because of a Gzeira that maybe Ruvain, well, wasn't a Cheresh? Is that really true that we make such a Gzeira? The Gemara says, because we're not a Cheresh, not to be careful, but now, we learned that a Mishnah, Yevamis, Shnei Achin Charoshim, Nesuin Shtei Achayos Pichos. Let's say you have a case of two deaf brothers married to two deaf sisters. So Ruvain and Shimon, who are brothers, are married to Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. Oh, Shtei Achayos Charoshos, or right? That means Reuben and Shimon are deaf, and they're brothers, and they're married to Rachel and Leah, who are pichos. They're totally normal. Or it could be a case where Rachel and Leah are cheroshes. Or Rachel is a pikeach, pikachas, and Leah is a cheroshes. In any of those cases, and in the reverse cases, meaning two of the sisters that were married were charoshos, and they're nesus l'shnei achin pichin. They're married either to two brothers that are pichin, or l'shnei achin charoshin, or two brothers that are charoshin, or l'shnei achin echad pikech echad cheresh. Now, that's a lot of cases, but the bottom line in all the cases is that every single one of those marriages involved a pikeach, involved a cheresh at least on one side. Either the man or the woman in all of those marriages that are mentioned was a cheresh or chereshes. That being the case, none of the marriages were deraisa marriages, because it takes two to tango. You need the man and the woman to be pikhin, because if the man is a cheresh, he can't make a kid midaraisa. And if she is not a pikachas, if she's a chereshes, like Rashi says, right, lo nikosu el remiza, they only went into the marriage with remiza. So in all those cases of all derabatan marriages. Now what's it did in all those cases? Now since in all the cases mentioned up until now, everybody, we were talking about brothers and sisters. What does that mean? So just quick outside halachas of Agibum. So the halacha is that if a man dies childless, his brother has to marry his wife, that's called Yibum, or to do chalitza, right? However, if the, let's call Reuven and Shimon, okay? So Reuven died, and now Shimon has to do Yibum and chalitza on Reuven's wife. If Reuven's wife happens to be an erva to Shimon, any one of them, the first mission of Almas, talked to the Chamesh Sverai. So it could be his daughter, it could be his wife's sister, it could be a lot of different cases. It could be. So then he's potter from Yibum and he's also to do Yibum. Okay, so now in this case, since Reuven and Shimon are married, what? No Chalitza.
They're
potter from Yibum and Chalitza.
Why is there no Gezerah to not even be able to go into the marriage? Because of the Chashash that maybe that would happen, no?
What's the problem? If it happens, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah.
Oh, it's not like it's aser or whatever.
No, there's no. No, it's fine. There's just no mitzvah even chalitza.
There's no tossing about.
Okay, no mitzvah even chalitza. So now, in this case, now we have Reuven and Shimon. Since they were married to sisters, automatically, the wife of each one of those men is an erva to the brother. Okay, because Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. So if Reuven dies. Now Shimon, if Shimon would try to marry Reuven's wife to Yibum, that's an erva. Why? Because it's Achos Ishto. Because Shimon's wife, Leah, is the sister of Reuven's wife, Rachel. Okay? So it's automatically Achos Ishto. So in any one of the cases that we mentioned up until now, the halacha is, they're potter from both Yibum and Chalitza. And by the way, they're also to Yibum and Chalitza because it becomes an erva now. and therefore nothing else. That part is clear. That's not really nogea for us. The next part of the Mishnah, Mahayu Nachrios, but if Reuven and Shimon were not married to sisters, they were married to Rachel and Leah, and were not sisters, just two girls, Rachel and Leah. So then the halacha is the Yikansu, the Imrotzi Lahotzi, Yotziu. So the halacha is at that point, if Reuven dies, again, same cases where everybody there was a Cheresh or a Cheresh is involved in any one of the marriages. That means all of those marriages were only the Rabbanan marriages. So the halacha is if Reuven dies, okay, he was married to Rachel. Now Shimon, if he wants, he could marry Rachel. He could do Yibuman Rachel. There's nothing wrong with it, right? It was a Dirabanan marriage. So on a Dirabanan level, you have Yibum. So you could do it if you want, but you can't do Chalitz, as Rashi points out. Why can't you do Chalitz? Because the pasuk says Me'ein Yavami. And she has to say me'ein yavami. She has to express it. So since she can't speak it out, it's a little negia to yesterday's daf. Tosfos speaks out that it's clear when it comes to chalitza. Even if you hold that remizas and things like that, by chalitza we don't allow it. Chalitza needs a full fledged amira, and that can't be done over here. So in all of those cases, you can do yivu, not do chalitza. And then they go, and then the din mishnah finishes off. Then rotzi lahotzi yotziu. But if they want, then they can divorce the woman afterwards. So Shimon, after he does yibum and Reuven's wife Rachel, then he can do gittin if he wants. That's the kashon. Some girsos added on the side. Alma lo gazir nechayeshat b'kef. Why? Because if let's take a look at this Rashi. Rotzi lahotzi acharke yotziu to asi get cheresh umafka zikas kiddushe cheresh. Now, what would have been the case, Yasla, if Shimon is a Cheresh, yeah, and his brother Reuven was a Pikeach who was married to a Pikachas? In other words, if Reuven's marriage was a full-fledged marriage, then Reuven dies, and then Shimon wants to do Yibum on Reuven's wife, and Shimon is a Cheresh, he could do Yibum, but he can't give a get, because Midar Raisa, they're connected, and Midir Rabbanan, he can't do what Midir Rabbanan gets to get out of that. So the fact that the Mishnah allows the get to work in all these cases, and we don't make Xera out to a case where Reuven's marriage is a full-fledged marriage, shows that we don't make Xera from one to the other. So it's really a very simple yisod that comes out of this case of Mishnah. Basically, without getting to all the Potem again, of the Mishnah, the bottom line of all these cases of the Mishnah, the reason why they work is because it's Midir Rabbanan. It's all on a derabbanan level, and therefore we allow yibum in the beginning. In the case where they're not sisters, when they're sisters, we do not allow yibum because it's achos ishto. In the case where they're not sisters, we allow yibum, but we're also allowing a get. And the fact that we're allowing a get shows that we don't make a gzeira onto a case where it was a full fledged marriage. Okay, so the Gemara says nechanam el mechavara tiket ashirim mikra. That's why I started off by saying the two pshatim. The Gemara now comes out saying, so it's really clear to go like the first pshat. What was the first pshat? The first pshat was that in a chanami, the only time Rav Shimon Gamliel said that there's a problem when there's a cheresh meikara that we won't allow the remizas, and that's why Rav Shimon's lasha was rather than the cheresh meikara. But pikach and ischarish, you can rely on the remizas, but cheresh meikara will not rely on it is because of this particular case, not a gzera, but an actual case of yibum when the deceased brother Reuven was married mid-deraisa, therefore the zika to Shimon is a zika mid-deraisa, and therefore we'll not allow any derabanan. We're not going to allow any type of remises for him to get out of that.
No, Shimon's being lavdir, and he's just saying, but no, because of this case. I think in general,
right? But Rav Shimon Gamliel was exactly only in this case. Now, Rav Shimon, if he just misakar Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's a pikeach v'nischarish, we allow all cases.
Right.
It's good that you're speaking this out. By the Kech, when it's Charesh, all cases we allow it if he can do the remizah. He can prove himself, Ali the Exav, or other remizah that works. By Charesh Meikaro, Dani, most of the cases also will be fine. Because Charesh Meikaro is even better. There's no Diaraisa involved here at all. The one case of Charesh Meikaro that will not work is when Reuven's, when we're talking about a situation of Yibum, Reuven was married, he died. That was a full-fledged marriage mid Diaraisa because Reuven was not a Charesh, it was a big gap. When it comes to Shimon, now it's falling to Shimon as a deraisa, and Shimon has been a cheresh the whole time, therefore he won't be able to get out of it. Okay, good. That's Gemara Adka. It says the Gemara Baita Omer Yechanan, Chalukin Alav Chaveirov, Alav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan says, you should know that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is taka arguing on his chaver, meaning the Rabbanan. Why is that a chiddush? Because very often when you find the lashon b'med var mamurim, it can have the connotation that it's just explaining and qualifying the previous statement. So it could be the Rabbanan, like we saw earlier, we saw Bryce earlier, she does Rabbanan that we don't rely on remises at all. We don't rely on ksav, we don't rely on any type of body language. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you know, b'med var, when is that true? That's by cheresh meikar, but b'kach when it's cheresh, then it does work. So you might have thought they're just he's just qualified what the Rabbanan says. So comes along and says, no, he actually argues on the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold that we never allow any type of ksiva or remisa. So the Gemara now says, Amar Abaye, afana namitanina. Says Abaye that we also know this, not only knows, we know it from a Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is like saying a chiddush, says Abaye, we know it in the Sefurish Mishnah. Why? The Mishnah says, also Mishnah there, Yavamis, Nishtes, okay, Andrew and others were asking about the diktuk of this word. That's not, I don't get paid to discuss diktuk usually, so, but Nishtates just means she became a shaita. So we have a woman that became a shaita, a feminine. Lo yotz, a man is not allowed to divorce his wife. If his wife became a shaita, he cannot divorce her. Nischarish hu, if he became a cheresh, or nishtate, or he became a shaita, so then lo yotzi olomis, then he can never divorce her. So the Gemara says, yeah, just before this Rashi, we get to the Hemshech of the Gemara, Rashi the Ramasal lo yotzi, so Rashi says, it's also to be moitzi her, and even though if she was nischarish, because you'll notice the difference in the language here, right? It says nishtates lo yotzi. When it comes to her, it's nishtates. By the man, it's nischarish o nishtate. So Rashi points out, you saw that Rashi, Andrew, that even though when it comes to a woman, by pikachas of nischarsha, he could be motzi her, because by an ishi, you don't really need her das. Shayotzi l'rtzonim, shalol l'rtzonim. So if she's a chereshes, there's no problem being motzi her. But when she's nishtate, so then also midaraisa, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, you could divorce her. But midarabana, we don't allow you to divorce her. We don't allow a man to divorce her because we're afraid that they're going to be noigva minig hefker, that if a shoita, a woman who doesn't have a man watching over on the street, is a dangerous situation. Okay, so that's the din of the Mishnah. So now comes along the Gemara. My olamis. Why is the Mishnah adding in the word olamis when it comes to the man? When the woman is a shoita, the lashon is, you can't be mitzvah, lo yotzi. When it comes to the man, then all of a sudden it's eilamis, lo yotzi eilamis. What's pshat? So I think, lav afagav diachad arav dechaksav. There's eilamis not coming to emphasize, no matter what, he cannot divorce her, even if he's able to express himself through the ksav. And that would be a raya, not like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. So you see that the chavim hold out like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. He says, Abai, it's a mefurish mishnah. Why is it going to be mechadesh? I think it's a mefurish mishnah. The Mishnah says Oilamas, clearly emphasizing the fact that no matter what, even on the exile, you can't divorce a shaita. So that's like the Rabbanim, not like Shimon Gamliel. So you see the argument. So the Gemara is matchino. Amar Papa, ilav dashmin Rabbi Yochanan. If not for that, Rabbi Yochanan told us that Chacham argue on Shimon Gamliel. Hava, I mean, I would have thought that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lived through a time in the Tanakhama with us. Really, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is explaining the Tanakhama, and there's no machlokes. If there's no machloikas, what's the emphasis of the word olamis? My olamis, I forgot the chazina lay the charif. Olamis means you can never divorce her, no matter what, even if you see that he's a charif. In other words, even if the guy really looks like he's with it, hey, this guy's a cheresh, but just by looking at this guy, he looks like he's really with it. Even in that case, he can't divorce her. That would have been that's the way we would have read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming to say, no matter what, he can't divorce her, even if the man looks like he's really with her. But if you're able to prove it, then you would be able to divorce her. So it's not necessarily a raya that they hold against Rosh Hashanah. Again, the Mishnah is clearly emphasizing something. It's saying no matter what, a cheresh cannot divorce his wife. We assume that means no matter what, even if he proves himself through the ksav. We're saying, no, that's not what it means, olamas, no matter what. No matter what it means, even if he looks really good. If he looks like he's really with it, you can't divorce her. If he actually was able to express himself through the ksav, then maybe it would be good. So then it could be that the Mishnah is going with Rosh Hashanah. That's answer number one. Inami, answer number two, Lech Rabbi Yitzchak. It's coming for the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Dama Rabbi Yitzchak, as we mentioned before, Tvar Torah, Shoyta Miskareshes, Midar Raisa, a Shoyta, can get divorced. That's actually important. How to read that word? How to read that word, Yasla? Dvar Torah.
Dvar Torah
Shoy what?
Shoyta.
Shoyta. Right? Dvar Torah Shoyta Miskareshes. A woman Shoyta is Miskareshes. Why? Midi Dehaba Pikachas Valkorcha. Just like we find that a Pikachas is allowed to be divorced Valkorcha. In other words, she gets divorced against her will. In other words, we don't care about the das of the woman. Anyway, you don't need the das of the woman. She gets divorced Valkorcha. So what's the difference if she's sane, but she's doing it against her will, or she's not sane? Either way, you don't have her das. So Midi Araisa, a woman that's a Shoyta could be divorced. Ma Tam Amu Enim Skresh. So why did Chazal say not to do it, like we see in the Mishnah, the Lo Yosi? So, because we don't want people to mistreat her on the street. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the emphasis of the word Olamis is not coming to say, no matter what, even if he proved himself. That's not what the point of Olamis is coming to say. No, Olamis is not saying that at all. Olamis is simply saying that we want to be madgish, the difference between a man and a woman. When the woman is a shoyta, we don't say the word Olamis. We just say Lo Yotzi. To let us know that that's only a din derabanan. Why can't you be motzi a wife who's a shaita? That's only a din derabanan. I mean, the right thing could be motzi, but we don't want people to be noig about minagaf. When it comes to the man, though, that we say lo yotzi olamis. We're emphatic about it to show that there it's an ikar din deraisa. Mid deraisa, you can't. When the guy's a chayish, he can't be motzi his wife because he has no das. When it comes to gittin, the man for sure needs to have das. So two answers to deflect this. So basically, this is really defending Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Be'etzem Abayi was an attack on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say, you know what? I'm going to be mechadesh that the Chachamim actually argued on Meshuvim Gomliel. He's not explaining the Chachamim. He's saying his own shita. Chachamim say you never rely on Remiza and Kriksiva by a chedesh. Abayi is like, what do you think mechadesh? He said, before the Mishnah and Yevamos. Mishnah says, Olamos. So we're saying, no. We wouldn't have read the Mishnah like that. Rabbi Yochanan, we wouldn't have read the Mishnah again. Either we would have said Olamos. Is emphasizing something else. It's saying no matter what, i.e. that he looks like he's very sane and very clear-minded, we wouldn't allow it. We won't allow him to, but we would allow other exav. Or Olamas is B'chlal doing something different. Olamas is not talking about how clear he is. Olamas is just emphasizing the difference between a cheresh and a chereshes in terms of the din deraisa of getting divorced.
Is Ilam Tashmir, and is that like an expression of being moda, or is that just coming in from a focus? Like, is Rabbi Papa arguing with Rabbi Yochanan?
That's what you said. Rabbi Papa is defending Rabbi Yochanan from Abaye's attack. Abaye was attacking Rabbi Yochanan, saying, it's a Mishnah.
Right.
It was a subtle attack. He was basically saying, what do you mean, Mechadish? It's a Mishnah. So Rabbi Papa is coming to explain, no, he loved Hashem. If not for that, Rabbi Yochanan would have said what he said, we never would have learned the Mishnah like that. We could learn the Mishnah in an alternative way. Zok the Mishnah, Vayter, Amru lo, Nichtov Gel Ishtacha. Vam lehen, Ksoivu. If people come to a man and they say, should we write a get for your wife? And he tells them, yeah, go ahead and write. And what happened? Amru lo Soifer, they go ahead and they tell a Soifer, because of him, the Soifer writes it. Ule Eidim, and then they go and tell Eidim to sign, the Chasmu, they sign. Af fal pishek asvu, the Chasmu, the Nasnu lo, the Chazer, the Nasnu lo, even if they go ahead and do it, and then they return the get to this man, and he delivers the get. Harei get batal. The get is batal. Why? Because even though he's giving the get, at the end of the day, this is not the get that he wanted to be given. Because he instructed those people that asked him to write the get. He didn't instruct anyone else to do it, as we'll see in the Gemara. And therefore, the get is batal. Ad sheyomer, says the Mishnah, l'soifer k'soiv l'edim chasomi. The only time it's going to be kosher is when the man, the husband, directly commands the Sofer to write and the Eidim to sign. It's not interesting. All right, so the Sofer asks, why is the Mishnah talking about Dafka Amru Loi? Like, just say it. Start with the case. Omar Lehen Ksovu, right? Just say it like that. In fact, this Mishnah is very important to see together. The Mishnah we had in Sanu Chavot, there the Lashon of the Mishnah is Amru Lashnaim Tanu Gel Ishti. It's just the guy speaking to the Eidim. Why do we have to have this whole story where people are coming and say, hey, do you want to write the get? And he says, that's nothing to do with the point of the story. It's nothing to do with the din at all. It's the chorus, totally tangential and superfluous. So the Ksav Sefer says, Bishmak and Akuda, that he says, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it seems to be clear this guy really wants to give the get, because why are these people coming to him? They're saying, listen, you're going to die or whatever. You want to get your wife out of Yibum. As we've seen in many cases, that's the whole idea of writing the get, is that she'll get out of Yibum. So we have an indication that he really does want to give the get. Afal Pike in the Chiddush of the Mishnah is if he didn't say Ksov to the Sefer and Ksov to the Edom, it doesn't work. So the Sefer is Chiddush. So the same Sefer. Also, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that it says Afal Pishe Kasfu v'chasmu v'nasnu lo v'chazer v'nasnu lo? Even though they go ahead and they do it and give it back to him, like, what's the Chiddush? The Maisa, it didn't work. So I saw a different Shatmir, but the one I like the best, which I wanted to say, is the Chaz Benasla, the Chiddush is, maybe that's Megale, that he didn't want it. But Maisa, he said, go ahead, right? He says, Bob and Phil, you guys go right. They go and find Tom and Jerry, and then so another guy to do it, right? So you could time up, okay, maybe the Baal didn't want that. But here, they give him back to get, and then he gives it. So Lechair, it's Megala that he did want it the whole time. No, also, I thought it doesn't work. Because maybe he changed his mind now, that's not good enough. At the end of the day, he has to be the one being Metzav, everything clear. Good. Says the Gemara, time to learn, Omar Tanu, Omar Tanu, Noistin. Says the Gemara, if you Medayit the Mishnah, the reason why it doesn't work is because he didn't say the word Tanu. Because the Mishnah is talking, in the Reisha, what is it speaking about? Where the guy says, Ksoiv. It's a Lashon of Ksiva. He tells them, Ksoiv. So, to be Medayit, that the reason it doesn't work is because he didn't say the good Lashon of Tanu. Ha'amar Tanu, Noistin. But if he would have said Tanu, then it would work. Now Rashi points out, this is really based on the Mishnah I just mentioned on Samach Vav, that everybody agrees that Tnu would only work, that does not work, if it's, you're saying Tnu to two people. Even Reb Meir, we're about to see in a second, go through his sheet, that that's only if you said it to three people. Okay, so we'll be speaking about a case of three people. But, what? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm quoting that Rashi. Yeah, that Rashi. Yeah? So if we assume we're talking about three people, so the only reason it doesn't work is because he didn't say Tanu, but had he said Tanu, they would be able to, in turn, appoint other people to do it. Money, Reb Meir, who's the author of this Mishnah, Reb Meir, the Amar Mili Nimsur L'Shliach. Reb Meir Ashita is that words can be given over to a Shliach. In other words, no pun intended, if the Baal here says, he instructs people with words. It's not giving them a document and say, here, deliver this. He's saying, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. Those are words. He's giving them words. So those words could be delivered over to somebody else. That's Shitas Reb Meir. As opposed to, we'll see in a second, Shitas Reb Meir says that meaning lo mimsun l'shef, you can't give them over. We pointed, I'm not going to enter the whole sugya now, but I think we mentioned then, we saw that Mishnah. It's a little bit strange because even Reb Yossi is also agreeing that words are given over to the Shliach. Because even Reb Yossi agrees that if the husband instructs them to write it, they can write it. So he's giving over the words to a shliach, but it means to re-give the words again, right? Means that the shliach, they got the words, cannot in turn give it over to somebody else. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. If we have a nice deal, again, that the Reisha of the Mishnah specifically uses the word of ksiva, which would lead us to believe that implies that if he would have said tnu, then it would have worked, and that's like Reb Meir holds mili or mimshim l'shliach. Says the Gemara, wait a second, I'm a seifa, achi yomer l'soifer, ksoi v'leidim chasoimu. The Mishnah says, it's not going to work until you say to the soifer, write into the Edom sign. Why is that? According to Reb Meir, all you would have to say is, tenu. Just say tenu. You don't have to say exactly to the soifer, just say tenu, and it's good enough. So the seifa is asa and Reb Yosef. It seems like it's coming to teach the sheet of Reb Yosef. So we're a little bit stuck. Right? The Reisha sounds like Reb Meir, because the Reisha's Dafka does not use the word Tanu. And the Seifa sounds like Reb Yossi, because it seems to be telling us the only way for it to work is when you tell exactly to the what needs to be said to the Seifa and to the Eidim, and the Mishnah does not give the option of Tanu. So Zakta Gemara, Reisha Reb Meir, the Seifa Reb Yossi, like you can tell me the Reisha's Reb Meir and the Seifa's Reb Yossi, it's not so Gishmak. The Gemara answer, I'm going to go with the gears on the side over here. Omer Abaye in Reisha Meir, Reisha Meir. Yeah, don't get excited. That's okay. The Reisha can be one Tana. That's Reb Meir. The Seifa is Reb Yossi. Now the gears continues. Now it's Rava speaking. Rava Omer, no, you don't have to say the Kula Reb Meir. Really, the whole mission is Reb Meir. Off my skin. What's the case we're speaking about? The Lo Omer Tanu. Right, the case is where he didn't say Tanu. It means in a case where he didn't say Tanu, so then the only option is if he tells the Sefer and to the Eidim. So, Frakti Gemara, Yehachi, Ach Yomer Tanu Mibayle. If that's true, so then the Sefer still should have said that the only way to fix it is in a case where he said tenu. So Gemara says that there's a very pashut pshat problem with that line of the Gemara. I'm going to try to hold myself for a few minutes. I'll just finish up the Gemara. But as we've had up until now, almost every tesis on this omid, with the exception of the first one, is pashut pshat cheshbin of the Gemara. I love it. Okay, it's like you can't learn the Gemara without tesis. The three hafas. You have to learn the three hafas. Mom is just ripping apart every line here of the Gemara. But let's just read it kipshut, and we'll try to come back. Okay, so the Gemara says, if it's really true that you're talking about a case that the guy didn't say tenu, okay, so then Viter, if you're telling me in the Sefer the only way for it to work, you should have said it'll work when you said tenu. It doesn't work here because you didn't say tenu, and it would only work if you said tenu. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll switch it. El hakmai skin in the law mer lebeit lus. No, okay, the case is we didn't tell three people, like we mentioned before. Even Reb Meir only allows tenu to work to allow the Adam to give it over to somebody else when that was said by three people. And that's the Pshat Rashi too, that they have din of a bezdin, which the Gemara speaks out earlier on Samakon. They have din of a bezdin. So the case is, really you said, really it's not a tenu issue here only, but it's a problem that you didn't say in front of three. So the Gemara asks again the obvious question, so then the Seifa, when it's telling you how it would work, how it could work, the Mishnah should have said, until you say it in front of three. The Gemara says, okay, so we're stuck over here. Elakula Rabbi Yosi. So really, the whole Mishnah is Taka Rabbi Yosi. Again, Rabbi's whole point is not to have half and half. Abai says, no problem, half and half. The ratio is of Meir, save is of Yosi. Rabbi is trying to say, no, the Mishnah is all one time. So we got stuck trying to learn it Lefir of Meir. Gemara says, okay, let's learn it Lefir of Yosi. Kula Rabbi Yosi. V'achav Abai Eskina. And here, what are we talking about? The Lo Omar Imru. Here we're talking about a case where the man, the husband, didn't say to the Edim, Imru, you go ahead and say it over. In other words, the Gemara is saying right now that even Rabbi Yosi, the old Milu Lomem Shul Shliach, he would agree that if the husband directly told the Edim, listen, I want you guys to go over, tell it over to the other guys to do it, then it would work. The only time he said Milu Lomem Shul Shliach is when you stomped on him, you guys right together. Then they can't go and appoint someone else. But if you said explicitly, you go tell other people to do it, it would work. So the Gemara asks again the obvious question. This is the bottom place on that one. So then why again? Why is the mission the Sefer saying Achi Yomer to the Sefer this and the name just say Achi Yomer Imru? That's question number one. Is it true that Rabbi Yosi is Moide, that by Omer Imru it works? You're assuming now, in order to make the mission Rabbi Yosi, you're assuming that Rabbi Yosi, who holds Mili Lamem Shvashlech, would agree that if the husband said explicitly Imru, then it works. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you not like that. But tonight we went to the Mishnah, and this is the same Gemara we had earlier. Ksav Sofer, Yossel knows about that. But tonight, Ksav Sofer ve'eid kosher. If you have the Ksav Sofer, it means the handwriting of the Sofer wrote the get, plus one aid, the get is kosher. The Amr of Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah qualified that din of the Mishnah, and he explained Ksav Sofer Shinu. It doesn't mean the Ksav itself of the get. When we say the Ksav Sofer, it really means the Chstima of the Sofer. So that means you have the sofer wrote the get with his handwriting, then he signed at the bottom, and you have one more eight that signs. That get is kosher. Amr of Chista, and Rav Chista said, if that's pshat of the Mishnah, masnisin money Rabesi. That the author of the Mishnah must be Rav Yosi. If we're allowing, instead of two separate aiding, we're allowing one aid plus the signature of the sofer, that must be going like Shitas Rav Yosi, the Amar, Mili Lomemsri Lishliach. The meal is lamem shlishliach. Why? And this Rashi brings, and we saw this earlier, right? That the reason why is because there's be'etzem b'chashash. We're afraid of if we find such a situation of a sofer signed on the get, we're afraid that really what happened? The husband instructed people to say, I want you to go find two Adim to sign this get. I want you to find, maybe even so, I want you to go Reuven and Shimon, or two other Adim. Now these guys, so he said, the husband said, we're afraid that what really happened is the husband told people, he said, listen, you go get Bob to write the get. He's a good cipher. Right? We don't want to trust him as an aide, so we get another two people to be the aide. But when these guys went over, they were afraid of embarrassing Bob. They told Bob, you write it, but we don't trust you to be an aide. So they told Bob, okay, you know what, you write it, and you sign, and we'll get one more aide. So we're afraid that that was the case, and if that was the case, it doesn't work. Because really, the husband wasn't interested in Bob being an aide. So, Rav Chista explained, must be that the author of the Mishnah who allows a chsam sofer v'eid must be Rabbi Yosi, who holds Mila Lamem from the Shliach. then anyway this case would never happen because you can never give mili to a shliach anyway. So if you hold the shittas of Yossi, the husband can never instruct people to instruct other people. That never happens because mili is a shliach. So the fear of Yossi, the mishnah makes sense because we have no concern that the shlichim are going to change what the Baal said because this case never happened. They can never go down. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. But if you're going to hold that Rabbi Yossi agrees that by Omer Imru we do say Mili Mimsum L'Shliach, which means the husband could instruct directly Bob and Phil, say, hey, Bob and Phil, you guys go appoint a sofer, another two Aiden. If that could happen, then nothing b'nei churba. Then we could still have the same terrible thing happening. The Zimnim, the Amr L'Shnai, maybe the husband, like we said before, is going to go and tell two people, Imru L'Sofer V'Yichtoiv, I want you to go tell the sofer to write it, Ulu Plonu, Plonu V'Yachtmu, and you go find Tom and Jerry, and they're going to be chayse. Umishum kisu for the sofer. But what's going to really? That's what the husband said. But because of the embarrassment of the sofer, the two original edim are going to be chayshi. Umachtmile, they're going to go and they're mishum the sofer chayshi. They're afraid of the sofer embarrassing him. They're going to machtile. They're going to allow the sofer to sign. Ubalo amarachin. The Baal never said that. El mechavarta reishu meir sofer abuse. Therefore, we have to conclude not like Rava. We'll go back to Abaye that the reisha is. One man domer mayor and the sefer so base. I didn't get to speak at the Tosis, but the basic pshat Tosis asked three times during the Amud is the Gemara seemed to go back and forth to the same nekudas. The Gemara originally said it can't be Rib Meir because if it's Rib Meir, so then she just said it's new in the same. So the Gemara says, okay, no, we know it is Rib Meir, and we're talking about a guest. We didn't say Tanu. And the Gemara asked, yeah, but it didn't say it. You should have said Tanu. It's the same reason you rejected him with Chatila. You're just doing the same thing. What was the Havamina? What was the Havamina of the Tarza?
So
he's saying. So Tosis says, such a geschmack. I mean, I guess the whole thing, yeah, but Tosis in the first Tarza, just at that point, Tosis says that we don't need the one who answered held like this. I don't need to say Tnu in the Seifa because I already have the Diuk of Tnu in the Reisha. So the Tarza said, listen, the Diuk of the Reisha is that Tnu would work. So I already know that Tnu works. I don't need now to say the same that Tnu works, because the deal of the race is Kisu doesn't work, Tnu does work.
It says it twice.
What?
Like, he does say Tnu again. You asked about
Tnu. No, it's the Tarzan. That's the Machin.
Fine.
And the Machin held, even though that's true, we want you to speak it out ahead. That was the Shaq of the Tarzan.
That's good.
Okay. Go ahead.